You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations says the war in Ukraine has forced 14 million Ukrainians from their home and is causing immense human suffering, especially for children. Joyce Msuya is the Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs.
14 million Ukrainians have been forced to flee their homes, of whom 8 million are internally displaced. 227 partners, the majority national NGOs, have provided humanitarian assistance to over 5.4 million people, many of those in the East. This scale-up is unprecedented.
UNICEF's Omar Abdi said 15 of 89 schools it supports in eastern Ukraine have been damaged or destroyed, and hundreds of schools across the country have been hit with heavy weaponry. He says children are also amongst those impacted by the fighting.
And just this past month, the UN verified that nearly 100 children were killed, and we believe the actual figure is to be considerably higher. More children have been injured and face grave violations of their rights. Millions more have been displaced. Schools continue to be attacked and used for military purposes, and water and sanitation infrastructure impacted. The war in Ukraine, like all wars, is a child protection and child rights crisis.
Meanwhile, Finland said it would apply to join NATO without delay, with Sweden expected to follow as Russia's invasion of Ukraine looked set to bring about the very expansion of the Western military alliance that Vladimir Putin aimed to prevent. The decision by the two Nordic countries to abandon the neutrality they maintained throughout the Cold War would be one of the biggest shifts in European security in decades. Finnish Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto said Finland is in a difficult position.
Now we are, of course, at a very bumpy moment because of the Russian attack against Ukraine. I hope that one day there is a peace and we also have a peaceful neighbor and the cooperation continues normally, but we are not yet there. But it's very important for us to keep the border peaceful, and our authorities are working over the border on guarding the border, and currently everything is peaceful.
Moscow called Finland's announcement a direct threat to Russia and threatened retaliation, including unspecified military technical measures. Mr. Haavisto says Finland doesn't expect any attempts by Russia to disrupt its NATO membership application process, but is preparing for all kinds of threats.
Well, of course, we are preparing in this kind of times for everything, traditional military threats, violation of the airspace, violation of the maritime space and so forth, but particularly to cyber and hybrid threats that are so common nowadays. We don't expect anything, but we prepare to all kinds of threats.
During the Cold War, Finland stayed out of NATO to avoid provoking the Soviet Union, instead opting to remain a neutral buffer between the East and the West while maintaining good relations with Moscow and also with the United States. Outgoing White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there's no aggressive intent towards Russia in allowing Finland and Sweden to join NATO.
NATO is a defensive alliance, it's not an offensive alliance. Both Finland and Sweden are close and valued defense partners of the United States and NATO. They're thriving democracies, they've worked closely with NATO for years. There's no aggressive intent from NATO, from the United States, from Finland or Sweden, obviously they can speak for themselves, to Russia. But again, this is President Putin who caused this. Look at the mirror. And I think that also probably is the reason for what you've seen as public support for joining NATO increase in these countries as well.
This comes as Russia suffered another major setback, with Ukrainian forces driving the invading troops out of the region near Kharkiv, the fastest Ukrainian advance since forcing Russia to withdraw from the capital and northeast more than a month ago. Ukrainian Defense Ministry spokesman Oleksandr Mudzianik, however, said that Russian forces were regrouping near Kharkiv to prevent the Ukrainian military's advance towards the border.
Near Kharkiv, units of the Russian army are regrouping to prevent the continued progress of our forces towards Ukraine's national border. To this end, the invaders keep shelling our forces with artillery to destroy our personnel, weapons, and military equipment.
In the southern port city of Mariupol, which has seen some of the worst destruction of the war, Mr. Matuzianik said Russian troops are still focused on blocking Ukrainian troops from the area of the Azovstal plant.
Regarding the Mariupol direction, the primary efforts of the occupiers are still focused on blocking our units in the area of the Azovstal plant. The Russians continue to launch airstrikes, including with the use of Tupolev Tu-22M3 aircraft, and carry out artillery shelling of the city.
Officials said in recent weeks that about 100,000 residents could still be trapped in Mariupol, which had a pre-war population of over 400,000 people. In Geneva, the UN Human Rights Council has passed a resolution to set up an investigation into possible war crimes by Russian troops in the Kiev area and beyond before they were driven out at the end of March, a move that Russia said amounted to political score settling. Ukraine has accused Russian forces of being responsible for the most gruesome human rights violations on the European continent in decades. Ukraine's first Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Emine Zaporova, made this declaration in front of the UN Human Rights Council.
The areas of Kyiv, Chernihiv, Sumy, Kharkiv regions, which have been under Russian occupation in late February and March, have experienced the most gruesome human rights violations on the European continent in decades.
The resolution, brought by Ukraine and supported by more than 50 other countries, mandates the creation of a new commission of inquiry to investigate events in the regions around Kyiv that were temporarily held by Russian troops. Russia was suspended from the 47-member Security Council last month over allegations of violations in Ukraine, although Moscow claimed it quit. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.